This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing.
Good.
A Houston-based 501c4 called Action Now Initiative has poured $75,000 into the campaign to preserve Lakewood's controversial rezoning ordinances, making it the single largest contribution in a special election where pro-rezoning forces have outraised their opponents by a 5-to-1 margin. The April 7 mail ballot election asks Lakewood voters four questions about whether to repeal a comprehensive zoning code overhaul the City Council approved last fall. A yes vote repeals the upzoning, a no vote keeps it in place. Make Lakewood Livable, the issue committee backing the rezoning, raised approximately $200,000 as of March 9 campaign finance filings, according to the Denver Post. Three committees supporting repeal raised just under $40,000 combined. The largest single contribution on the repeal side was $2,500. Action Now Initiative's $75,000 accounts for more than a third of the pro-rezoning war chest. Other major contributors include Boulder-based Conscience Bay at $50,000, Gary Community Ventures at $25,000, and Cardell Homes at $10,000. Make Lakewood Livable also has the backing of Housing Forward Colorado, Metro West Housing Solutions, Jefferson County Commissioners, United States Representative Brittany Pedersen, and former United States Representative Ed Perlmutter. Action Now Initiative is a 501c4 social welfare organization founded in 2012 by John Arnold and his wife Laura Arnold. The organization describes itself as a nonpartisan advocacy network that supports the mission of Arnold Ventures to maximize opportunity and minimize injustice through evidence-based policy reform. John Arnold is a former Enron executive who founded hedge fund Centaurus Advisors in 2002 after Enron's collapse. He retired in 2012 at age 38. Forbes estimated the Arnolds' combined net worth at $2.9 billion in 2025. As a 501c4, Action Now Initiative is not required to disclose its donors publicly. Arnold's philanthropy arm, Arnold Ventures, has explicitly backed YIMBY policies nationwide, including state-level zoning reforms that legalize fourplexes and reduce minimum lot sizes. Action Now Initiative spends between $240,000 and $710,000 annually on federal lobbying, according to Influence Watch. Arnold Ventures has a track record in Colorado. The organization previously spent in support of Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's election and a 2024 Denver affordable housing sales tax proposal that voters narrowly rejected, according to the Denver Post. Charlie Anderson, executive vice president of infrastructure for Arnold Ventures, defended the Lakewood contribution in a written statement. A lack of housing supply, particularly starter homes, has led to an affordability crisis for Coloradans. Arnold Ventures has provided grants to support efforts in Colorado and across the country, including work in Lakewood, to build homes faster, better, and at lower cost, making housing more affordable for families and workers. Repeal supporters say the spending gap illustrates exactly what they are fighting against. "Ours is a true grassroots campaign," said Karen Chance, a Moores Park resident who established the issue committee. "Imagine Lakewood." Chance said the city's blanket approach to rezoning threatens established neighborhoods. "It was a blanket rezoning of all of Lakewood, and it's really affecting the historic older neighborhoods." Kathy Kentner, who leads the repeal group Lakewood for All, argued that the rezoning benefits investors rather than residents. "This new zoning is likely to reduce homeownership opportunities because it allows an investor to replace a single-family home with a multiplex," Kentner said. "A no vote benefits corporations and the wealthy elite, and a yes's vote is for the people." The Lakewood Citizens Alliance, which describes itself as a grassroots movement, started by local residents, volunteer-led, community-funded, with no paid political consultants and no institutional donors, launched a campaign finance transparency page on its website this week. Mike Rollick, discussing the transparency page on The Kim Monson Show, highlighted the Action Now contribution. "And $75,000 of it comes from a Houston-based 501c4 called Action Now," Rollick said. "I don't know why Houston 501c4 is interested in Lakewood. Makes you think." Even if voters repeal all four ordinances on April 7, the city cannot simply revert to its old zoning code. State laws, including House Bill 24107, which prohibits local governments from regulating occupancy limits based on familial relationship, and House Bill 24113-04, which prohibits minimum parking requirements in transit service areas, would remain in effect, according to a legal analysis by Otten Johnson Robinson Neff and Raganetti. Mixed results across the four ballot questions could create additional legal uncertainty and potentially stall all residential development until the city drafts a new code that satisfies both the referendum outcome and state law. Lakewood's campaign finance rules changed in December 2024 to allow political committees to accept corporate contributions, a shift that opened the door for organizations like Action Now Initiative to participate in local races. Prior to the revision, corporate special interests were prohibited from contributing to candidate committees, according to the Lakewood Informer. Ballots were mailed to active registered Lakewood voters beginning March 16. All ballots must be returned to drop boxes by 7 p.m. on April 7. And now, Kim's perspective. When more than 10,000 Lakewood residents signed petitions to challenge a zoning overhaul imposed by their city council, that is the definition of grassroots civic engagement. When a Houston-based 501c4 bankrolled by a billionaire former Enron executive writes a $75,000 check to the other side, that is something else entirely. The 5-to-1 spending ratio in this election tells the story. National organizations and deep-pocketed donors are attempting to overpower local voices in a local land use decision. Lakewood voters deserve to know who is funding the campaign to keep these ordinances and why outside interests are so invested in their neighborhood zoning. Transparency is not a partisan issue. It is the foundation of self-governance. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.